The Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
While industries such as banking and the public service sector are enjoying increasing demand and application of AI, the potential remains untapped in other industries such as insurance and logistics. Whether companies in these industries are willing to adopt AI or not, another key consideration is how well the technology has been developed for that industry. The question is whether technology is able to accommodate the industry's specific needs. Joining us to tell us more is Santosh Nagaya. He is co-founder and chief marketing officer at Tuple Technologies. Welcome, Santosh. So which industries have been slow in the adoption of AI and why?
Thank you for having me here first. The industries which we think are actually slow in adopting artificial intelligence is mostly your brick and mortar businesses, like even the F&B industry, right? I mean, like conventional F&B businesses, or even the normal hawker center kind of places where adoption is very difficult because most of the payments are done through cash, hard cash, right? And there is no collection of data in as such. So pretty much industries like the conventional F&B or even real estate for that matter, but not in high terms. Again, there is a collection of data. There is a lot of information coming in, but it's not being used properly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you mentioned F&B. Do you have examples of some of these kind of industries where, apart from F&B, and there's the specific needs?
Other than F&B, right? Almost every other industry has actually a need for artificial intelligence, and it'll be there eventually. Mm-hmm. But right now, the majority of the problem is either collection of data or actually holding the data and doing any kind of analytics on the information that is actually gathered. These are the problems. It's not that we pinpoint to any industry to say that, okay, is there a need or isn't there a need.
So it's about who holds the data?
Yes, very much.
Who manages the data for these industries?
Absolutely.
So there's a lack of sort of centralized.
You could say that. Let's say, for example, now the three of us go on a dinner and I end up paying using my credit card.
As you would if you went out with us.
So now the bank's got information about three dishes, but they would not know who ate what.
Okay.
And with that, we would never be able to understand the behavioral information of, say, Michelle or Bernard.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so we'll never know what you like and what you not like.
Mm.
That's really interesting. So how do you think companies can overcome some of the barriers when it comes to integrating AI into their business?
Well, that's where we come in, actually. Ah. We help the companies to mostly digitize their information in the first. I mean, that's the first phase of it.
Mm.
And even when companies actually digitize their information, they have it in silos. Like, say, financial information is in an accounting software.
Yes.
And their sales information is in a CRM software.
Mm.
And operations is handled through some other means, right? So we bring them all together and then analyze the data in that. And we say, okay, so customer A has bought item B and would probably end up buying item C in the next period of time or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how we analyze the data and come about giving predictive analytics for consumer behavior.
Okay. All right, you mentioned F&B industries a while ago. Should all industries adopt AI? I mean, many people believe that AI will not only change the way we work, mm-hmm. but it will also displace jobs in a big way. What are your thoughts for this?
Should industries adopt I don't think that's the way the question should be. It's more like the industries would be made to adopt artificial intelligence eventually.
Okay.
Because, I mean, now the technology is everywhere. So in some form or the other, data is already being captured.
Mm.
Now, the whole concept of machine learning is that you give some commands to the machine and then the machine takes care of that specific task, right? So you give all of this data, ask it to find patterns out of it, and then it'll automate all of these things to you. And that's pretty much AI is. So in every other industry, it's going to be there. I mean, it's inevitable. So I don't think should industries adopt it or not, they should probably. And everyone will adopt it.
Mm-hmm. He's Santosh Nagaya, co-founder and chief marketing officer of Tuple Technologies. Help us understand, Santosh, how exactly AI can be tailored for business needs. Can you give us some examples?
Okay. I can give one of the examples that we have been doing.
Mm-hmm.
So we work with an insurance broker. So these guys are huge, but again, they do not have much information about their own clients, right? So they're doing indemnity insurances for doctors.
Mm.
Like when a doctor actually by some kind of mishap, something happens to the patient, then they should be having an insurance so that they can, you know, give some money to the patient, right? So they don't have much information, and we went in there to gather all of this information from publicly available websites or publicly available data, right? So say, for example, now Ministry of Health in Singapore gives you information about all the doctors, right? So you extract that information about the doctors and then go about, giving this information saying that, okay, would you be requiring an indemnity insurance in the first place, right? So getting all of this information where it is available and how you can use it for a business purpose. I mean, if you put it in plain, simple words, getting things that you actually need mm-hmm. at the right time to you. So
from both internal sources and publicly available sources.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then you write the algorithms as
the
well.
The algorithms, yeah. I mean, we do, of course. But we have a specific set of algorithms which are already coded, and it lies in our backend.
Mm-hmm.
So when you pump in the data, it mm-hmm. actually goes through these algorithms. And mm-hmm. the algorithms say, okay, fine, these are some of... Let's say now if I take Facebook as an example, mm-hmm. right? So you have all of these information about your likes, interests, your group of friends, and your own personal information, right? Now, maybe some of this very specific information is actually useful in identifying what kind of a person you are. That may be only your interests and likes, and maybe your gender and your age,
mm-hmm.
right? The rest of the information would not be as much as important it is.
Mm-hmm.
So the algorithms actually choose which of these data points are important and significant enough in creating those patterns.
We're finding out more about the demand and application of AI in industries. Santosh, tell us, what do you think about the progress of AI in our society today? How far have we come?
Very specifically, our society is Singapore, and Singapore is probably one of the developed countries here in the Asia-Pacific region. And the adoption of artificial intelligence with respect to banks, insurance companies, majorly all these financial services, is up on the rise. But still, there are a lot of industries which might need the use of AI into their business, day-to-day business.
Mm-hmm.
Like we were talking about F&B and normal hawker center F&B, right? Even the IRS could not actually ascertain how much of tax should the hawkers pay, right, mm-hmm. for at one point in time. Now, bringing up new POS systems so that they can actually take out receipts for each and every item that is purchased
mm-hmm.
is a minimal digitalization that is put in, right? Now, seeing all of these data from day to day about how many people actually go to Lau Pa Sat and eat from 12 to 2, right, if this data is already available, we don't even actually, I mean, it would eventually start working like your PUB bills, saying that, okay, your national consumption is so much mm-hmm. and your consumption is so much, and probably this is the amount of business that you have done, and the meter readings are automatic. It's not very, very, I mean, exact. So even calculation of tax for the hawkers could be much simpler, right?
Mm-hmm.
And probably the government is taking policies in order to go to that kind of a place. That's why they set up accelerator programs to incubation centers and stuff.
Right,
I mean,
right.
We are out of one of them.
Right.
So, yeah, all of this is already happening. And, mm-hmm. yeah.
So in terms of a report card, what do you give Singapore?
For sure, more than 9 out of 10.
Wow, okay. That's an E.
Okay. So if I'm a business owner, I've got my own business, so I'm listening to Money FM right now, listening to this chat. So how can AI, how can it be customized and tailored according to my business needs?
Oh, that's one of the simplest things that AI can actually do. It's all there. I mean, like they say, the philosophical statement of all the answers that you seek are within you, right? It's the same with the business. All the information that you need is already available, whether you've collected it or not collected it. That separates, you know, you from doing it and not doing it. If you have the information, then it's a simple cakewalk. It's the set of algorithms which I was talking about actually does find those patterns and then again tells you that, okay, this is happening. If you're a business owner, let's take some example. If you're a business owner doing stationery shops or you're in the place of retail, right? So you already know how much is the footfall that you're getting. You're calculating that, you have all of your bills and receipts. You would probably be able to say that, okay, this is the amount of business that I can get tomorrow. And you can ready yourself accordingly for that.
Mm.
So those are the smaller things or the very basic things that AI can start doing. And it all lies within your data.
Okay, Santosh, many companies out there, the business owners are thinking, it's just about costs. We don't know how much this is going to spiral to. So what do you say to that cost question?
Okay, so that's again another place where startups like us are actually coming in to disrupt the whole whole AI ecosystem, right? Because most of the artificial intelligence space was ruled by the big companies, big consultancies and big companies, wherein it need not be like that. Mm. First thing, these business owners think that the whole concept is so complex that it's very tough to understand. But then, so we simplify it and bring it to a product level so that they can use it something like a Salesforce, or it's just another tool that helps you in doing stuff, right? So if we bring it to that down, then it's easier for them to use it. And we have kind of done that.
Okay.
So our clients are both SMEs and enterprises, and both of them find it easy to use it.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, we have time for maybe one last question for you. What can companies and the government here do to kind of push for greater adoption of AI?
Oh, the government is doing its bit, for sure. The companies need to just come out of their own understanding of machine learning and artificial intelligence. You should not think that it's too complicated, but since the whole world is moving towards a more technological place, then they should be more, they should be more open to these kind of ideas, try out things, because all of this information that is there in their own systems, they are never taking it and using it. Probably they're just doing it through spreadsheets. Just come out of the spreadsheet. There are more sophisticated tools out there which would be able to do it for them. So
okay, great point there to leave us at lose the spreadsheets. Santosh Nagaya is co-founder and chief marketing officer of Tuple Technologies. We've been looking at the application of AI in potentially untapped areas in the industrial map here in Singapore. Thanks so much, Santosh, for joining us.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.